I'm Steve Miller reporting. British cave rescue expert Gary Mitchell says the biggest risk to getting the 12 boys and their soccer coach out from a cave in Thailand is currently rainfall.
The weather will play a significant factor. We now know that we're sort of touching into the monsoon season. The water levels rise quite quickly. They do fall quite quickly if it does stop raining as well. But with the rising water levels, you get strong currents, you get disorientation, etc., etc. So it could be a drawn-out process.
Interior Minister Anupang Paujinda said that the boys may need to swim out using diving equipment ahead of bad weather forecast later this week. Experts are warning that the Trump administration's plan to dismantle the bulk of North Korea's nuclear weapons and missiles in just a year is both unrealistic and risky. The AP's Shelley Adler reports.
President Trump may be optimistic about denuclearization in North Korea, claiming on Twitter, "If not for me, we would now be at war with North Korea." But the process is not that easy.
The denuclearization mission is hardly done.
And Daryl Kimball, the executive director of the Arms Control Association, says that's because it's no simple task. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Malaysian anti-corruption agents arrested former Prime Minister Najib Razak Tuesday following a probe into how money went missing from a state fund he founded almost a decade ago. Reuters' Ed Giles.
Malaysia's 1MDB task force confirmed Najib's arrest on Tuesday afternoon. Sources close to the family said authorities picked him up at home after serving a remand order. The Malaysian task force said Najib would be charged in court on Wednesday morning.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles, and this is VOA News. The head of the U.S. congressional delegation visiting Russia on Tuesday said he hopes for a new day in repairing relations between Russia and the U.S.
We recognize that the world's better off, I believe, if Russia and the U.S. have fewer tensions.
Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, was meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow 2 weeks before the country's two presidents are set to meet in Helsinki, Finland. America's NATO allies are pushing back against President Trump's criticism that they're still not spending enough on defense. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Before he heads to a summit at the alliance's Brussels headquarters next week, the president's been jacking up the pressure on allies, sending letters to some demanding they recommit to military spending. The allies agreed 4 years ago that as their economies grew, they'd start spending more on defense, with a goal of using 2% of their gross domestic product within a decade. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Another Philippine mayor was shot and killed Tuesday by an unidentified man in a road attack a day after a city mayor was gunned down in a brazen back-to-back killings that prompted an opposition senator to call the country the murder capital of Asia. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
Mayor Ferdinand Bote of northern General Tenio town was leaving a government compound when a man riding a motorcycle shot him repeatedly with a pistol. Police say the gunman escaped. On Monday, Mayor Antonio Halili was shot in the heart and killed while singing the national anthem with hundreds of employees in a flag-raising ceremony in his city of Tinauan. Opposition Senator Antonio Triones IV blamed the killings on a culture of violence under President Rodrigo Duterte. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
British police arrested an unidentified female healthcare worker on suspicion of murdering 8 babies and trying to kill 6 others at a hospital neonatal unit. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Detectives began investigating the deaths of the babies at the hospital in Chester more than a year ago. The hospital had reported a higher-than-expected mortality rate on the unit that cares for premature babies and infants needing special care. The investigation initially focused on the deaths of 8 babies. However, the force is now investigating the deaths of 17 babies. Zaria Shakili, London.
South Sudan's government has proposed extending President Salva Kiir's term in office for another 3 years, which the armed opposition calls illegal as the two sides pursue a peace deal to end a 5-year civil war. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped.